All right, what's up, everyone? Episode, what is this, five, I think? I'm barely at five. I can't even keep track of that. Well, it's been a while. Again, sorry for that. My last recording was like a month ago. Wait, no, even longer than that. Yikes. All right, well, I'm sorry. Thank you if you've waited for me. Hello, if you're new. I don't really know what the hell I'm doing with this podcast. I'm kind of just talking, saying what's on my mind, you know, doing whatever. So I might not have anything to say. I might have a lot to say. But right now, I'm back at school, actually, back in college. I'm in my apartment recording right now. My roommates aren't home, so I thought I might as well, you know, spew out a quick half hour. It's been a long fucking day, man. I'm already fucking burnt out from school. It's been like 3 weeks. I'm an idiot. But, you know, do what you gotta do. I'm out here. Gotta get this shit done, so. But I need a break right now, so here I am. Like I said, my roommates aren't home right now, but if they get home, I'll definitely stop recording, so there's that heads up in case, you know, shit happens. I'll probably pause and then come back, but whatever, man. Looking at the list of shit that I had to talk about. But I don't really feel like talking about any of that right now. Maybe I will in a bit. This is weird. This is like really weird because I'm literally not saying anything. I'm talking in circles. Yeah, this is strange. Let me paint a picture of where I am right now. So I got a fat bowl of marijuana packed. I've got a PB&J. And I've got some water. I literally just got home like 10 minutes ago. I'm fucking exhausted, dog. Like my eyeballs hurt. My fucking head hurts. So I'm gonna chill and record this. And hopefully, you know, you enjoy it a little bit. If you don't, I'm sorry. You know, should I shut it off since minute one or something? That's rude. I didn't mean that. Please keep listening. Tell your friends. Fucking. I set up an email. So if you want to reach me, you know, fucking tell me I'm a fuckface or something. There's that. Did I already say share this with your friends? Definitely share this with your friends. I have like a total of 3 listeners. So, you know, I would appreciate that. And fucking Anchor even has donations available now. So if you listen to this on Anchor and you want to donate, that'd be dope. You know, I'm a college student. I'm broke as fuck. I didn't do dick all summer, so I have almost zero money. I'm freaking the fuck out. So, you know, help a man out. Let me hit this fucking pipe real quick. All right. Fuck. All right, maybe smoking and podcasting at the same time isn't the best idea, especially when it's just one person, but, you know, fuck it. It happened. It's happening right now. Damn, man, I really can't even remember what I said at the start of this. What was I going to say? Fucking, oh yeah. Did I say no song this time? Did I? Maybe, maybe not. Either way, yeah, I'm too lazy to do it, so I'm sorry. You're just going to have to bear with my stupid fucking voice for whatever, 20 minutes or however long this turns out. Man, yeah, I'm fucking stressed out. I just want to vent, kind of, right now. I have an entire homework assignment due in 2 days that I haven't even started yet. And I'm not planning on starting that shit today either. Because I'm dumb and lazy. So, but you know how it goes. Tomorrow, grind it out all day. If I don't sleep, that's what I get. I wanted to fucking, you know, get high. I wonder how much of this you guys can hear. I'm pretty sure you can hear the lighter. I don't think you guys can hear the, like, me hitting the pipe or anything. But let me know. You know, shoot me a fucking email. Why don't ya? Alright. I'll fucking do something off the list because I don't have shit to say. Alright. So, here's a story, I guess. I got a new car over the summer, and it was a salvage title. So if you don't know what that means, it basically was totaled in an accident, and then it was restored, and then the dealer sold it after it was wrecked, right? I think that's it. Anyway, so I got that car, and I went on a date with a girl, one day, and I picked her up. You know, everything was fucking good with the car. I'm going to get some pizza. And so on our way back, I pull out of the parking lot. I drive for maybe 2 minutes. Like I barely fucking drive, right? And the engine starts smoking. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I can't accelerate anymore. So I have to pull over, like, take a turn as soon as I fucking can, because if I stop, I'm not moving anymore. So I managed to get into a parking lot and, you know, park. Obviously, it's a fucking parking lot. And, you know, I go to check out what the fuck happened. I don't know anything about cars, by the way, but, you know, you got to take a fucking look at least. So, yeah, I get out of the car and I look behind me and there's just like oil like spilled everywhere, like a line of oil from the street all the way to the parking lot. It was a two-way street too. So there's oil from the other side of the street going across the street, following me into the parking lot. And I pop open the hood and there's just smoke everywhere still. And I look under the car and there's oil everywhere. So obviously, fuck it. Oil spills somehow, right? So yeah, I check it out, whatever. And there's a hole in my oil hose. I don't know how it happened, but yeah, that's what happened. Anyway, that's not like the point of the story. So the girl I was with, she's a nice girl, you know? She's really nice. She's a good friend. But she's not the best looking person, right? So I call my parents to pick me up because I can't get home now. I guess I could have got an Uber, but then I worked my car. Well, yeah, that's what I did. Whatever. I call my parents to come pick me up and they get there. They're fucking pissed, you know, like asking what the fuck happened to the car. And then they see the girl and I introduce them to her. By the way, my parents, like, they're always telling me to go out on dates. Like they say I don't go out enough. Man, I'm a fucking loser. But yeah, so, you know, they were probably like, I don't know why I didn't. A thought that came to my head was, why are they so mad? Like, I'm out with a girl. I feel like that should make them a little less mad. Anyway, that doesn't make sense. I don't know why I said that. back to the story. So the girl calls a cousin to come pick her up. Her cousin comes in and picks her up. And I'm there with my parents. And we call a mechanic to come. And he has a tow as well. So, he, you know, come tow the car and take it to his shop and fix it up, whatever, replace the hose. So he gets there and, you know, explains that it's just an oil hose, that it's not like really expensive. They can get it fixed pretty easily. It's a common problem, so it's all good, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, my parents should be mad now. It's a little issue. I'm gonna pay for it. It's all good. But the mechanic leaves, and, you know, my parents are driving me back home with them to our house. And they're still mad. And I'm, like, confused. I'm like, they haven't said anything, you know? And, yeah, they're still upset. And my dad turns and says and asks me, who's that girl? And I said, oh, she's just a friend from high school. Like, we're just hanging out. And my dad fucking snaps at me. He was madder about this than he was about the fucking car. He said, you can't be going out with some ugly ass girls like that. I couldn't fucking believe my ears. Like, relax, man. You know, I'm ugly as fuck, dude. You know, the only reason he doesn't think I'm fucking ugly is because I'm his kid. You can't be saying shit like that about other people's kids, you know? Like, if someone said that about, if his parents said that, her parents said that about me, you know, I think they'd be pissed. They'd be like, our son's not ugly. But yeah, I'm fucking ugly. Man, I'm a little high. I have no idea what I've been saying for like the last 5 minutes. I'm so sorry. This fucking weird, dude. I can't believe I'm gonna upload this. 12 minutes and 22 seconds. I really feel like I've been talking for longer and also less than that. Fuck, dude. All right, well, there's that. There's a fucking quote-unquote story. All right, I also wanted to talk about the Alex Jones thing. That's all it says here, so I don't remember what that is. What Alex Jones do? Fuck. Oh, well, obviously not that important. Fuck, man, I really have nothing to say. I might just call it an episode. Fucking eat my PB&J. Finish this bowl. Yeah. That sounds good. Man, I really can't fucking be consistent with these episodes. Like, they're all over the place. Right? Let me know. Fucking email me. You know the deal. You know how it goes. Yeah. I have nothing. That's it. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.